Rel.
Hey, baby. This is Rel. Welcome to the Back of the Classroom. If you just tuning in, turn up because you're not going to miss this. Today, we on Law 40 from 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. And the topic is despise the free lunch. So, what is that detail? If you read the chapter, they get into what is offered for free is dangerous. Why do they say that? They say it usually involves a trick or a hidden obligation. So, I'm going to give you something, but I'm not going to tell you what I want in return. Because what they try to tell, what they try to explain is nothing in life is for free. You got to work for it. You got to earn it. You have to. Because if you take something, what is the purpose of them giving it to you for? Why? Like, gratitude starts at home. That's family. That's fine. They're raising you up. They're preparing you. But once you're outside in the world, who's just giving you something for free? What do they want in return? You got to ask these questions, right? Because if you're in position to go get something, what's worth having is worth paying for, right? Because if you pay your way, you get to stay clear of the of guilt, of deceit, and it's always going to be gratitude, right? You pay for it, you have it, it's yours, you should keep your receipts. Everything that you have, you can show you worked for it, you earned it, you went and got it, you have the things that's for you. And it's better to pay full price. Don't ask for a discount. I'm going to support you. I'm going to support you. I'm going to give you exactly what you're asking for. Why? Because I know there's quality and value in what you have. I don't want to shortchange you because I don't want to be shortchanging myself. Imagine if I want 50% off of what it is you provide. And then let's say you give me 50% of service. I don't want half. I don't want a part. I want the whole thing. If you have something of quality, I want everything in its entirety. I don't want parts or pieces. So that's the mindset they try to influence you to have, right? Now, be lavish with your money. Keep it circulating. Generosity is a sign of, is a sign and a magnet for power because you're in a position to do for people. You ever notice, like, when turkey drives come, when holidays come, it's the giving that makes you feel better. You get things and it feels nice, but watching everybody else that you can affect, anybody that you can help or benefit, it means something to you. It's something that you can feel good about, and then it changes you while you're also affecting the people around you. And then you bless 10 people, and then you, without realizing them, 10 people can bless you tenfold because you helped them in a situation that now they can do for you. Now, you're not doing it for them to do for you, but you're doing it so that they can be better off. And just imagine if everybody around you is doing good. That's less issues you have around you. Everybody talking about how bad it is in the hood, but that's because everybody doing bad. If everybody was doing good, you wouldn't have those issues. It'd be less to worry about. So if you have a team, if you got people around you and or family, you take care of them. You make sure they have, but you don't just give a man a fish. You teach him to fish. You put him in position to do certain things. Now, you can't make people do things they don't want to do, but then you also have to reevaluate your circle, right? But at the same time, you're not going to take anything from anyone for free. No. Listen, oh, you give me some information? Let me pay you for that. Let me show you my gratitude. Let me show you my appreciation. Because then, imagine you do something for somebody, and then that person gives you something back in return. You didn't look for it. You didn't ask for it. But that's their way of showing you their appreciation and thanks. It's easier to keep giving to that person. It's easier to keep helping that person because you see the type of person that they are as far as them being able to reciprocate something in kind to show their appreciation and thanks. All you got to do is keep turning the shoe and putting it on the other foot. And that's how people react to you when you're helpful, when you're generous, when you are not just taking for free, taking anything, you're also putting in, you're contributing. Become a factor of the room. Be a factor of what's going on around you. And tell me if you don't see a difference in the way people act and move around you. Now, I'm not saying be Santa Claus and give everything away for free. No, I'm saying if you want something, pay for it. If there's something you like and you want it, go get it. Earn it. Pay for it. Do something in a manner in which it's not given to you for free and you're just not taking. That's a one-sided type of situation that never lasts long. And there's always going to be some type of bitterness, resentment, or some type of ill feeling towards somebody who always needs, but they can't contribute or put in for it. You start looking at them as less than, and you don't want to be looked at as less than. So a lot of situations, especially in this book, you start to realize, hey, you know what? Some things make sense, especially when you keep turning the shoe and put it on the other foot. See what it's like from the other side. And then you'll understand why it's so important for you to look at these rules, look at these laws that they are talking about, and see how it could benefit you, and then see how it could benefit others. It's a game changer. It is definitely a game changer. And again, you can expand it. You can look at how you grew up. As long as you're living in your parents' house, it's their rules because you're not contributing. You have no say-so because you have no power. They're taking care of you. When you're in school and you're learning, you're a student. You don't know what's going on. You're at the will of the person teaching to make sure you have all the information you need. When they want to have something, you're not paying for your education. So your teachers tend to act however they're going to act. And as fair as it might not be, you're not paying for it. But when you go to college, the teachers tend to take you a little more serious. Because now you're like, listen, this is my education. I'm paying for it. This is what I need to know. And this is how you're going to give it to me. And now you're more invested into it. And you're willing to talk to a dean, a counselor, whoever is in charge to make sure you're getting your money's worth. That's how powerful this message is. And as you grow up and you're in the world and seeing how things play out, if there's something you don't want to do, you can pay somebody to do it. I want my car washed. I don't feel like washing my car. I'm going to pay somebody to do it. And guess what? If it's not the way I like it, I can run to somebody and tell them, I'm not satisfied with this. I need this done properly. Because you're paying for it. Look how much power there is in paying for things and not taking something for free. Because if it's for free, you can't complain. You ain't paid for it. You did nothing to earn it. But if you paid for something, you then have a little more power to say, hey, listen, I, you know, do this and do that, and I would like this done a certain way. And of course, treat everybody with respect. Everybody's entitled to respect and dignity. Never take that away from anybody. But in asking for something and wanting something your way, the way you specify, especially when you're paying for it, you got to get it your way. And if you're not going to get it that way, and certain conversations you have, but you make sure the competency and efficiency of what it is you're looking for is there. So when you're getting the service or the goods or whatever that you want, it's the way that you like it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like I said, this is definitely a good read. It has multiple layers to it. I mean, you really got to dig deep and realize how these rules can apply to the things you've already experienced in life. And had you known this earlier, what you would have done different. Sometimes you got to take a step back and look and realize, oh, wow, yeah, I didn't pay for that. And this is how it turned out. Versus something you paid for and you have it. How do you feel about it? Think about it. If you paid for something, you kind of appreciate it a little bit more. Take care of it a little bit better. Other things, not so much, right? If you looked for a deal and you just got it, it's okay. Something happens to it, it's no big deal. But when you first buy something, and you know you paid full price, and it's everything it's supposed to be, it's no fault, it works perfectly, flawlessly, no issues. You know you paid for it, you're going to treat it differently. You're going to appreciate it. You're going to cherish it. So when things start happening where you're just receiving things and it didn't cost you anything, you have no real investment. You didn't put anything into it. As far as anyone else is concerned, you don't care about it. You got to pay your way. Make sure whatever it is that you want, pay for it. Don't take no shorts. Don't take no nothings. Pay for it. If you got to come back later and give them something for it, you do that. Always show the appreciation. Always be willing to pay. Always put forth that type of energy. Let your money circulate. Do what's right by the next person so people can do right by you. Because that's an energy you're going to give off. That's an attitude. That's a personality trait that you have. And when you surround yourself by like-minded people, that's an insulator to make sure the people who aren't like you can't get too close to you. Because only people who move the way you move is going to feel comfortable around you. Everybody else, they're going to want to get something from you, but they're too hesitant to stick around. They're going to ask for something, they're going to disappear. They're going to want something, they're going to disappear, excuse me. So if you're consistently giving for free, sure, you're going to get people to come around you, but then they disappear once they got it. Or they're only going to want, and they're going to bleed you dry. So again, put the shoe on the other foot. See how it plays out when you're the person who wants something. Then there's that resentment. There's that feeling of, oh, I don't know, you know, you only call me when you want something. Why I gotta be like that? But if I'm paying, at that point, it could still be me wanting something, but you know you're getting something in back in return. So now, I'm not just somebody who calls you when I want something. I'm a client. I'm a customer. I'm somebody you value because I add value to you because I get something from you and I pay you back, or I pay for it. And I'm willing to give you exactly what you're asking for. How great of a feeling is that? If you made it this far on the podcast, thank you. I appreciate you. Check out Rel's Locker. It's still up and running. Got new gear. And I'm going to keep having things coming out with the new designs. I love you. I appreciate you. Have a good one. Peace.